Blackstone Audio presents Both Ways is the Only Way I Want It by Miley Malloy. For Jeffrey Wolfe. One can't have it both ways, and both ways is the only way I want it. A.R. Ammons. Travis B. Chet Moran grew up in Logan, Montana, at a time when kids weren't supposed to get polio anymore. In Logan, they still did, and he had it before he was two. He recovered, but his right hip never fit in the socket, and his mother always thought he would die young. When he was 14, he started riding spoiled and unbroke horses to prove to her that he was invincible. They bucked and kicked and piled up on him again and again. He developed a theory that horses didn't kick or shy because they were wild. They kicked and shied because for millions of years they'd had the instinct to move fast or be lion meat. "You mean because they're wild," his father had said when Chad advanced this theory. He couldn't explain, but he thought his father was wrong. He thought there was a difference, and that what people meant when they called a thing wild was not what he saw in the green horses at all. He was small and wiry, but his hip made it hard for him to scramble out from under the horses, and he broke his right kneecap, his right foot, and his left femur before he was 18. His father drove him to Great Falls, where the doctors put a steel rod in his good leg from hip to knee. From then on, he walked as though he were turning to himself to ask a question. His size came from his mother, who was three-quarters Cheyenne. His father was Irish and bullheaded. They had vague dreams of improvement for their sons, but no...